You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with Dr. David M. Radin, who leads his own internal medicine practice in Stamford, Connecticut, focused on optimizing health care, providing concierge medicine, and fostering strong doctor-patient relationships. And Dr. Radin, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. I know you stay busy, so we really appreciate you taking out a moment to be with us here today. So if you would, for starters, Dr. Radin, start out by telling us how you became a physician to begin with and why you chose to focus specifically on internal medicine.
Well, that is something over the years I've asked myself many times through the ups and downs we all have in our professions. But for me, it's always been finding the right mentors, finding the people who inspire you. I've been very fortunate, both as a student and in practice, that I've had teachers who were very, very smart, very committed, very committed to their patients, to their profession, and loved what they do. I have found that as I spend more time, internal medicine, diagnostic medicine, wellness medicine, it is a tremendous amount of reward and pleasure to actually find problems when they are small enough to fix, to address, or locate things that can actually help people and not treat my patients as one size fits all, but finding what's actually right for them as individuals for both their needs and their conditions.
I certainly do appreciate your sharing some of the highlights there. That is appreciated and helpful. Now, shifting gears just a little bit and on concierge medicine, what made you decide to transition your clinic to a concierge model, and how do you see it benefiting you as a physician? If you would, cover the model of care, financial sustainability, professional and personal flexibility. Touch on those aspects as well.
Well, I've looked at concierge medicine on and off for a good number of years, but there are a couple of things that got me to this particular model. First off, the complexities of medicine that we deal with in this interconnected world. A lot of patients view this as it's easier to get information on them, to know what's going on, but in truth, it's actually much, much more difficult because none of the various systems talk to each other as smoothly as they would like. Under the guise of privacy, it has become more and more difficult to get information from facilities, other physicians, computerized systems, labs, because everyone has their own system and do not realize what they're not getting. I can tell my patients what they need to do, but there are certainly patients who either don't have the ability, don't have the time, don't have the wherewithal to collect all that information or to pull all that together or even try to distinguish what's important or what's not. Having time to do that lets me get back to what I've been doing for the last 20, 25 years, which is spending time with the patient rather than on the phone trying to get information that other doctors have already done. I do not like repeating workups. I do not like having people do the same things over and over again. The information is there that you need, but it takes a lot of time to pull it out these days. And I like being able to sit with my patients, go over all of this information, and really have it make sense to them and why they were asked to do all of these things and what benefit they're getting from it.
Certainly from a physician's standpoint, this makes total sense for sure. Now, also, what do you see as the key benefits to members of the Radin CCPHP Concierge Program, and have there been any particular benefits during the COVID pandemic?
Well, one of the things I particularly like about the CCPHP program, which I was one of the reasons in terms of choosing to join with them, was there is an extremely robust wellness program. There are health coaches available. There are programs, discounts, webinars, where a lot of information is made available to my patients that it would not have access to otherwise. There are people who, several of my patients who have very, very complex diseases and conditions, and them being able to reach out and connect with me. And if they are traveling, if they're hospitalized, if they're in an emergency room, whether it's local or distant, they have access to me. Their doctors have access to me. They have access to their medical records 24/7 wherever they are. And the information that we have, no one is compelled to redo a lot of tests just because they don't know. Certainly very useful with COVID, very, very useful that people are able to access their physicians, their health care. And when they do have a problem and they are concerned about, do they have COVID? Do they need a test? What should they do with things changing so quickly, and which medications are in vogue and which ones are not, and which ones have data and which ones do not? Having a source of information they can rely on and reach and access easily has been very reassuring and helpful to a lot of them.
Certainly some great input on both ends for the benefit for the physician and for the member as well. Certainly endless benefits as I see it today. We are joined by Dr. David M. Radin, who leads his own internal medicine practice in Stamford, Connecticut, focused on optimizing healthcare, providing concierge medicine, and also fostering strong doctor-patient relationships. You've heard a little bit about that, how that's working. Here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how have your patients reacted to the change so far, and how do you find that this model contributes to helping patients seek that optimal health that they do seek for?
Patients overall have been very, very accepting of this. Certainly some people do have concerns over the question of cost, but we do try very hard to make this as accessible to people. We are trying to find a model that allows us to continue to care for people the way we should. There is a lot of changes in healthcare, a lot more time on the back end that we really need to be able to have the time, the staff to do. And people have been appreciative of this. And this is something I've tried to do for many years. And I've been speaking to my patients over the years of how much more difficult this is and how hard it is to try to coordinate with all their different physicians. And, you know, if a patient sees that you care about them and you want to do this right and there's a value and you need time and expertise to do it, you know, as long as they have a value for what you're doing, people have been very, very accepting and very, very willing to listen and open their minds. As far as getting optimal health, it is incredibly helpful with all the information that's out there and all the health and wellness programs that are out there to be able to have the time to go through all these individually with the patient. What has value? What doesn't have value? If they're going to be spending funds, time, effort, what is going to be the biggest return for them in terms of their path to wellness? I also mentioned previously we have a very robust wellness program with health coaches available to help guide them along this particular path and try to figure out what is right for them and help them find their goals, not necessarily try to find the same goals for all the patients and for everyone.
One last question for you before we conclude. What would your best advice be for other doctors who are considering transitioning to a concierge model?
My best advice is that they need to define their own goals and reasons for going down this particular path. It is not as easy as a lot of people think, where you're going to see fewer patients with more return or more better quality of life. That type of model does not work. My biggest challenge has actually been, how can I up my game, so to speak? Over a lot of time and effort putting in and speaking with patients and listening to them. I tend to feel 80-90% of what I do is listening to patients and trying to figure out what their symptoms are, what the patterns are, and how they fit together. If I am doing this program to enhance the wellness of my patients, to enhance their situation, then how am I going to do that? How am I going to listen to them better? better? How am I going to provide programs that they did not have access to before? How can I talk to them about what testing and what things are there that could help us? And if you are a physician listening to this and you're considering this, if you have no idea how to improve your game or how to offer patients more, I doubt this type of model is going to be satisfying to either yourself or your patients.
Well, Dr. Radin, we certainly appreciate your visit and you're giving us some great input and insight on concierge medicine, and really appreciate all the details here today. Where can listeners get more information on you and your concierge model? Where's the best place to do so?
Well, best place to reach my practice online is our website at www.davidradinmd.com. And for the concierge program, it would be www.radincpcp.net.
And that certainly works, and we'll leave these websites within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Dr. Radin, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
All right. Thank you very, very much.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. David M. Radin, who leads his own internal medicine practice in Stamford, Connecticut, focused on optimizing health care, providing concierge medicine, and fostering strong doctor-patient relationships. And for further details, visit either davidradinmd.com or radincpcp.net. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.